listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is today launching a new campaign calling on all sides of politics to commit to recruiting more than 11,000 additional public health staff. It follows a poll it conducted which shows out of 20,000 current workers, 46% said they were looking to quit in the next 12 months. Many finding being a nurse or midwife is too stressful and tiring, citing a high workload. Full jails in a matter of weeks is what a former Queensland police officer says would happen if a blanket bail ban was placed on domestic violence orders. Former Detective Inspector Terry Goldsworthy's comments come after the death of a New South Wales mum who was allegedly killed by her former partner while he was on bail for her alleged rape and intimidation. He says those at risk of reoffending shouldn't be on bail, but keeping all alleged DV offenders on remand wouldn't work.
You know, if you start going down the path of mandatory sentencing because it is a category of an offence, especially one that's, you know, there's so many. I mean, if you look at the amount of DV orders taken out in Queensland, tens of thousands, other states would be in similar situations, you're going to overload the criminal justice system and it just simply won't function.
Townsville recorded over 1,700 breaches of domestic violence protection orders this year. And after thousands came out to pay their respects on Anzac Day, some locals got a shock after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese strolled into Townsville's RSL Club. The PM came to visit the nation's largest defence city after attending an Anzac Day dawn service in PNG. Albanese surprised locals around a busy lunchtime, smiling for selfies. However, not everyone was pleased with the visit, with talk on socials that he came for a photo op and left. In sport, our Cowboys take on the Panthers tomorrow night. North Queensland wanting a better result for Kyle Felt's 200th game after being mauled by the Sharks in Sydney last weekend.